The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad, the spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. Your questions answered. Why should man accept God as his creator and sustainer? Man is a creature who cannot survive on his own. At all times he requires many types of support to maintain his existence in this world, an earth whose gravity keeps him upon its surface, an atmosphere to provide him with a constant supply of oxygen, a sun, which unfailingly gives him heat and light, an abundance of water, without which no human life is possible, a variety of foods to give him continual nourishment. God, therefore, as the creator of man, and of all the other things in the heavens and on earth, has made lavish provision of all these innumerable other things for man's existence in this world. Indeed, God has brought into existence the entire universe, and everything is under his constant surveillance. That is why the only proper course for man is to accept God as his creator, sustainer and Lord, without associating anyone or anything in his Godhead. But since God is not visible, it sometimes happens that man comes to attach importance to something visible and perhaps tangible and then accords to it the status of divinity. A creature or a thing comes, partly or wholly, to be regarded as the creator's equal and is sometimes even given the name of God. This is where man falls into serious errors. For the Prophet's call to man is to accord the status of greatness to God alone. Any thing or creature seated on the pedestal of divinity must therefore be unseated and divested of this status of greatness. It is only fitting, and in the true nature of things, that man should worship God alone, without associating any other object with him. Explain reformed behavior and corrupt behavior of man on this earth. Human activity was initially designed by God to create no excessive clamor. Here God has arranged for breathing and fresh air, so man must not indulge in activities which may pollute the atmosphere. The birds and animals flourish in their separate spheres, so man should remain in his own sphere, instead of encroaching on those of other creatures. Since everything is functioning in a planned way, man should, moreover, refrain from adopting any such emotional, hasty courses will lead to social disruption. All the things of this world are functioning in complete coordination with one another, so man must also lead his life in harmony with others, wishing them well, and seeking what is profitable for his brethren. The benefits of such a world are manifold. There are only two possible kinds of behavior for men on this earth created by God. Reformed behavior is the conscious following of the perfect order already established by God in the universe. As opposed to this, corrupt behavior is deviation from that order, and the adoption of a self-made system. But the latter course ill befits God's creatures, for the earth has already been reformed by God. This had not been left for man to do. Man has only to follow the path of nature and build his society on the same pattern. This reformed earth of God is not only the best place for human habitation, but it is also the best model for human conduct.